ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः द्वन्द्वादिसाक्षिरूपोऽहम् अचलोऽहम् सनातनः सर्वसाक्षिस्वरूपोऽहम् अहमेवाहमव्ययः द्वन्द्वसाक्षिरूपोऽहम् सारि द्वन्द्वादिसाक्षिरूपोऽहम् द्वन्द्वादिसाक्षिरूपोऽहम् अचलोऽहम् सनातनः सर्वसाक्षिस्वरूपोऽहम् अहमेवाहमव्ययः सो अहम् 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 एव ऐ द सेल्फ् एम् The reality, the only content of everything, in which everything is contained. I am the reality which is of the nature of changelessness. Ahameva aham, aham avyayaha. सर्वसाक्षिस्वरूपः सर्वसाक्षी सर्वसाक्षी स्वरूपं यस्य सः सर्वसाक्षिस्वरूपः सी सर्वसाक्षिस्वरूपः मीन्स् द वन् फार् होम् द ट्रूत् इस् दट् अप्टैनिङ्ग् एस् दि विट्नेस् आफ् एव्रिथिङ्ग् द वन् फार् होम् The truth, the reality, the one whose truth, the one whose source, the one whose source, the truth, the reality, the one whose source, the truth, the reality is that obtaining as the witness. Okay, now what is that one I? This I, the first person singular pronoun, which is not an object of knowledge. The I, which is the expression, which is a manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, that I, the cognition, is essentially, I, the cognition, essentially the reality, the truth. And what is the truth of the I? From where it rises, from where it exists, from in which it resolves. The truth of this I, what is truth of the I? The reality. So in what form does that reality obtain? Reality obtains in the form of knowledge. The reality, the truth of the I, the manifestation of knowledge, the reality is what? The pure knowledge. And that pure knowledge is distinct from the known cognitions, known thoughts. Therefore, being distinct from all the thoughts which rise, remain and resolve, is what now? Like the witness. The reality is like the witness. The reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, is like the witness, being there always, knowing the thoughts rising, knowing the thoughts remaining, knowing the thoughts resolving, that which is there is distinct from the thoughts, therefore what now? Is like the witness. Not one thought, okay? All the cognitions, including the cognition. I am the cognition. This is, so you can say, the entire external world of objects, the existence of the external world of objects, the existence of all the objects known, perceived, understood externally, or is the existence of the external forms, names and functions, is determined by the existence of the corresponding cognitions obtaining in the mind, in the home of thoughts. What determines the existence of the external objects or external forms, names and functions? You can say the external world is equal to forms, names and functions, or actions, you can say. Nama Rupa Karmatmakam Jagat. Thanks to Shankar Bhagavatpada to make reduce this world into three words. Very easy, isn't it? That's very difficult. Talk all the time so much about the world. What is this universe? This universe is nothing but constituted, that which is constituted of innumerable countless forms, indicated by innumerable countless words, serving innumerable countless purposes, involved associated with the functions. The universe is Jagat. And this existence of the forms, names and functions, which constitute the external world, is determined by the existence of the corresponding cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts. Is it clear now? And all the cognitions are also what? Objects of knowledge. The cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts are also objects of knowledge, are evident, evident to me. You say, I am, I know I am, I know the world is, I know the cognition, the world is. All the cognitions are objects of knowledge. And so cognitions, what is the nature of cognitions? Cognitions rise. Eye cognition must be there for any other cognition to be there. Naan engindra ennam irukkanum. The cognition aham must be there. Only then any other cognition is possible. So cognitions are there. Cognitions come. Cognitions remain. And cognitions also resolve. So in the waking state, the external world enjoys its existence when? Not in sleep. The external world of objects, we say external relatively, the standpoint of the sense organs, the world seems to be external. It really speaking, there's no distance, okay? There's no externality at all. Relatively, we use the expression external. So, in the standpoint of the sense powers, We say the external world of objects. This external world of objects enjoys its existence only in the waking state. Isn't it true? I'm not saying the world does not exist in sleep. The world enjoys its existence, enjoys the status of being existent only in the waking state. Why? Because only in the waking state the world is perceived, all the objects are perceived, the perception takes place, because for the perception to take place, the sense powers must be illumined by the corresponding vrittis. All the vrittis should rise. For all the vrittis to rise, first of all what? Aham vritti also must be there. So along with the aham vrittis, idam vrittayaha api, along with the I cognition, this cognition, all the vrittis also rise. So they rise, they remain, they constantly, they keep fleeting and they also resolve. Then the world also what now? Is perceived, the world enjoys its status of being existent. Therefore, existence of the external world of objects is determined by the existence of the corresponding cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts, the internal cognitions. Why do I say internal cognitions? Because the standpoint of the sense organs, sense powers, the forms, names and functions are external. The cognitions are internal. Otherwise there is no internal or external. So like standpoint. And these cognitions come and go. And there is knowledge, always there is knowledge of the presence of the cognitions, the absence of the cognitions. There is always knowledge of the cognitions being there, cognitions being not there. In waking, there is a knowledge of the cognitions being there. In deep sleep state, there is knowledge of the cognitions being not there. But you can recollect the knowledge. Recollect the experience only the waking, that's a different thing. But still there's knowledge. There's experience. Therefore, what is that which is distinct from all the arriving, existing and departing, resolving wave thoughts? What is it which is distinct, which is there, knowing, uninvolved in the rising of the thoughts, uninvolved existence of the thoughts, uninvolved in the resolution of the thoughts, but there is something which is there as a swarupam, very truth, the reality of the thoughts, at the same time witnessing, knowing is witnessing, is it? Knowing, witnessing, like the witness, knowing the thoughts coming, rising, remaining and resolving and fleeting. That is Sakshi. Is there a cognition which is not known? Not known in the sense, can there be a cognition there without the cognizer, without the experiencer, without the knower? No, always the swarupam. Who is the knower there? There is no knower at all, other than the very truth of the vrittis. Okay? There is no knower at all other than the vrittis, truth of the vrittis. And the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, beyond which nothing is there, beyond which we cannot, the intellect cannot go any, penetrate and go any far. And that reality is of the nature of knowledge. Of the nature of awareness, that reality is the truth, is the that knower is the reality. There is no know other than the reality. And knowing is the swarupam of the reality. Therefore, it's not the witness, but like the witness, the reality is like the witness, it is there. Reality is not the witness, but there is no witness other than the reality. Therefore, all the cognitions, all the waves rise only in the water. Source of the waves is water. Similarly, the source of all the cognitions, all forms of knowledge, the manifestations of knowledge, the cognitions, obtaining in the form of thoughts and the objects of cognitions, for example, subtle objects of cognitions, okay? Not only the external gross objects, existence of the subtle objects of cognitions in terms of emotions, hatred, jealousy, fear, anger. Do you see fear outside walking? No. There's something called fear. What is fear? Fear is a subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought, an emotion, known as emotion. That fear is what? Object of cognition. So there is a cognition that fear is. Not only the cognitions, for the objects of cognitions are external, the objects of cognition are also internal objects of cognitions obtaining in subtle form, anger. Anger is what? An object or what? Anger is object of cognition. This anger is the cognition, that there's a cognition that anger is, isn't it? So that's why Adi Shabda comes. We're going to see that. So all these cognitions, objects, subtle objects of cognitions, obtaining in the form of thoughts, all of them, what now? They rise. They do not have existence outside of aham. They do not have existence outside of aham. Because aham, the absolute reality, is the content of all the vrittis, including the aham vritti. Therefore, aham eva aham, the content of all aham vritti, the content of all the vrittis, all the cognitions obtaining in the form of thought is what? One and the same, which is not distant from the cognitions, but definitely distinct from the cognitions. And that the reality is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, it is like what? The witness. Sarva Sakshi. Under Sarva Sakshi, all witnessing reality obtaining in the form of consciousness is the truth of aham vritti. Therefore, aham, who am I now? I am, I is essentially the absolute reality, which is of the nature of witnessing, which is the of the nature of all witnessing consciousness. Is it clear? Sarvasakshiswarupoham ahamevahamoyayah. Same thing is made very clear, specifically. Dvandvadi sakshirupoham. Now, he specifically takes certain phenomena obtaining in subtle form, in the subtle thought form. What are they? All the dvandvas. Dvandvaha means a pair of opposites. It's called dvandvaha. Dvandvaha, there are many pairs of opposites, which you all know very well. So sukham, dukham, pleasure, pain, loss, gain, victory, defeat, honor, dishonor. All these pairs of opposites, desirable, undesirable, experiences, the situations, and finally obtaining in our pairs of opposites. External situations determine what? Internal condition of the mind, isn't it? There's a fear, externally you don't feel. Therefore, all these pairs of opposites, sukham, dukkham, loss and gain, pain and pleasure, victory and defeat, honor and dishonor, all these pairs of opposites. Where is, even though we talk about victory, where is victory? Sitting outside? Victory is where? Outside or inside? Anything which is externally experienced, The external object is determined by what now? Internal cognition. Is it clear now? So where is victory? Where is defeat? Where is loss? Where is gain? The cognition victory, the victory cognition is not there. There's no victory outside. See, death cognition. Except Jalita, for everybody death cognition is there. Then they put up a music. Make everybody feel melancholy, really. Anyway, what I want to say, all the victory, defeat, loss, gain, fear, there is pleasure, pain, honor, dishonor. My God, everything is in your mind, understand? Whatever you see externally, everything seems to be external, but really speaking, the celebration of victory may be externally, outside. Now the expression of the defeat may be outside. But, really speaking, the meaning of, there's no such a thing called a victory independently without the corresponding cognition being there. Is it true? Therefore, all the pairs of opposites. So pain, where is the pain? Not external. Pain is a phenomenon obtaining in the form of a subtle thought. Where is pleasure? Pleasure is a subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of thought. All these different pairs of opposites are all what? Dvandvaha. The pain, all these dvandvaha are what? Agama apayinaha, anityaha, we read in Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Agama apayino nityaha, agama apayinaha, anityaha, all these pairs of opposites. Understand, Arjuna, whether you like it or not, even if you think you want the pleasure to be there forever, it is not possible. In the pain, you don't want to come at all. No, that's also not possible. Even if you want the pain, no, I want the pain to be there forever also, it's not possible. Why? Because all these pairs of opposites are of the unchangeable nature of coming and going. Therefore, they are anityaha, time-bound in nature. How do you know they come and go? I know. I'm here sitting all the time. Therefore, here's what? Sarvadvanda swarupoham, I am the knower. I the knower am distinct from the known patches of opposites, obtaining in the form of thoughts. I am there always witnessing. I'm always, I the self am the absolute reality, the subtlest, formless, all-pervasive reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, knowing by the mere presence, knowing, witnessing the arriving, departing, this all the emotions, all the pairs of opposites in the form of thoughts, and distinct from all the pairs of opposites. So what? I'm the witness of the pairs of opposites means there cannot be witnessed without the witness, but the witness can be without the witnessed, without the qualification of being the witness. Is it clear? Therefore, witness is untouched, untainted by the witnessed. The witness is untouched, uninvolved, unafflicted, unaffected by the witnessed come arriving, going thoughts. Why? Because at least even in our case, suppose, imagine, when I use the word witnessing, suppose I am here, you all come, you all sit here, you all get up and you go. I see all of you coming. I'm sitting here without moving, okay? You come, You sit, you go. You come, you sit, you go. I'm sitting all the time. But sometimes, even you can do what now? You can want to hit me and go also. The witness, but there, in reference to consciousness, is not possible. You know why? Every witness is the witnessing consciousness. At least here the witness is different from the witnessed. The witness is different from the witness relatively. But absolutely, the witness is the witness. Because the witness does not have independent existence outside of the witness. Therefore, the witnessed can never affect the witness. The witnessed can never touch the witness. The witness, the absolute reality obtaining as the witness, not actually the witness, okay? Has the status of being a witness, the standpoint of the arriving, departing cognitions, the emotions, the pairs of opposites, is what? Unafflicted, untouched, untainted by the pairs of opposites. Therefore, the swarupam of all the pairs of opposites, I, the Self, am the witnessing truth of all the pairs of opposites. Therefore, I do not have the, I am the truth of the pain, obtaining of a thought. I am the truth of the pleasure. I am the truth of anger. I am the truth of loss. I am the truth of gain. I am the truth of defeat. I am the truth of victory. I am the truth of success. I am the truth of failure. I do not have success or failure. Understand? I do not have success or failure. I am not successful or failure, but there is no failure or successful person other than me. The one who is successful is me. The one who is failure is me. The success is me. The failure is me. I am not the failure. I am not the success. I am not successful either. Okay, I am the truth of success and the failure. I am the truth of loss and gain. I am the truth of victory and defeat. I am not defeated, but there cannot be defeated or the victorious other than me. The victorious is me, the defeated is me, but I am the very truth of the victory and defeat. Therefore, I am free from all the pairs of opposites. What's the lesson, final lesson? I is free from all forms of pairs of opposites. In Gita, what is Krishna repeatedly says this? Nirdvandvaha bhava. Nirdvandvaha. Don't need, no? If you discover what you are, you distinguish the I from all other objects of cognitions and the cognitions obtaining in him of thoughts, then I is not an object of cognition. It was a cognition for which the swarupam is reality obtaining in him of knowledge, which is free from all pairs of opposites. If identity is with other cognitions in the form of thoughts and emotions and mind and intellect and pranas and physical body, indriyani, what now? You are sadvandvaha. You are the victim. You'll be afflicted, affected by all pairs of opposites. If you dissociate the I cognitively and dissolve the I in its swarupam of consciousness, and you see yourself as the consciousness, we understand the fact of I is nothing but consciousness, the reality obtained him of knowledge, and you are the witness of the pairs of opposites, you are free from the pairs of opposites. Don't need to become free, you are already free. ద్వంద్వరహితః నిర్ద్వంద్వః ద్వంద్వముక్తః యు ఆర్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ద్వంద్వస్. దెర్ఫోర్ సర్వద్వంద్వ స్వరూపోహం. ఐఎమ్ సర్వద్వంద్వ స్వరూపః దెర్ఫోర్ అహం సర్వద్వంద్వ విముక్తః. అండర్స్టాండ్? ఐఎమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ పేర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్ బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ ది వెరీ ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది పేర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్ అబ్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ ది హోమ్ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్. ఆర్ యూ సీయింగ్ వాట్ ఐమ్ సెయింగ్? సో సర్వద్వంద్వస్వరూపోహం. ఐ కెన్ బి స్లైట్లీ ఫాస్టర్ బట్ ఐ డోంట్ ఐ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు గో ఫర్దర్. ఐ జస్ట్ సీ దట్ ఐ వాంట్ ఇట్ టు బి డూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ బట్ అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు మేక్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్. సర్వద్వంద్వస్వరూపోహం. ఓకే సారీ, ద్వంద్వాది సాక్షి రూపో. ఇన్ వాట్ ఫార్మ్ డూ ఐ అబ్టైన్ ద ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ఐ? అబ్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ డిస్టింక్ట్ అండ్ విట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ద్వంద్వస్. దెర్ఫోర్ సర్వద్వంద్వ సారీ ద్వంద్వాది సాక్షి రూపోహం. నాట్ లీ ద్వంద్వస్. ద్వంద్వ ఆది మీన్స్ ఆది శబ్ద స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ కాగ్నిషన్స్ అబ్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ ది హోమ్ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్ సచ్ ఎస్ ఇమోషన్స్ అండ్ ది పేర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్. ఓకే, ద్వంద్వాది సాక్షి రూపోహం అచలోహం సనాతనః. నౌ వాట్ అబౌట్ దిస్ ద్వంద్వ? ఆమ్ ద్వంద్వ సాక్షి అండ్ ది ఐ యామ్ ఎసెన్షియలీ ద రియాలిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ నోయింగ్ దట్ బై అబ్టైనింగ్ విట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది పేర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్. All the dvandvas obtaining in dvandvas and other emotions, other cognitions, they come and go. The obtaining of thoughts, they rise, remain and resolve. Whereas, I, the witness, consciousness, am, what no, they are always witnessing. Therefore, I, the reality, am of the nature of motionlessness. I am immovable, I am unmoving. Achalaha. Na chalati iti achalaha. I am of the nature of changelessness, motionlessness. Asaihindra, vandu pohindra, ennangali, arihindra, varada pohada, nilayaha irikkindra. அசைவற்ற பரம்பொருள் நான், அசைவற்ற நுண்ணுணர்வென்னும் பரம்பொருள் நான், இது அச்சலகா. அகம் சனாதனஹா. We already seen சனாதனஹா. I'm not going to spend time there. Then I already said சர்வசாட்சி means what now? The whole, everything here other than I is what? Object of knowledge, object of witness. Okay? Witnessed. You can say the entire objective universe, the whole Jagat, the entire objective universe, including my body, mind, sense complex, including the knowledge I am, including the knowledge of existence of the self obtaining in the form of I am, thought in terms of I am, is object of knowledge. The grossest external objects and all the subtle manifestations, the entire objective universe, including one's own body, mind, sense complex, including the ahankara, the knowledge of existence of one's own, myself, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am, is what? Witnessed. And what is the witness? The swarupam of this I am, the truth of the I am, is the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. The reality which is of the nature of knowledge. Isn't it? Is what? Is of the nature of motionlessness. Asaivatrathu. The only reality, therefore immovable also. Achalaha. Aham. Sanatanaha. Finished. We'll go next one. Prajnana ghana evaham.
Prajnana ghana evaham.
Vijnana ghana evacha.
Vijnana ghana evacha.
Akartaham abhoktaham.
Akartaham abhoktaham.
Ahamevahamoyayah. Prajnana ghana evaham.
Prajnana ghana evaham.
Vijnana ghana evacha.
Vijnana ghana evacha.
Akartaham abhoktaham.
Akartaham abhoktaham.
Ahamevahamoyayah. See, the word ghana actually, ghanam, means something heavy. Literally, pure literal meaning, ghanam means literally heavy. And somebody, the person who was highly influential, who was say, whose words carry weight, whose position carries weight, it's also ghanavan. Tamil we use the word, isn't it? Ghanavan means what? One whose words or position carries weight. Ghanavan. We use the word ghanavan?
Ghanam means weight.
So heaviness, heavy thing. Literal meaning. So, and here, anything obtaining in mass is also what? It doesn't mean physical heaviness. It means superiority. In terms of superiority, not in terms of physical heaviness, in terms of superiority also, you can use the word ghana. In fact, what is the, always the adheya, the support, Adheya, the supported. No? This Adhara, the support. The Adhara, that which supports, must be, what now? Superior, isn't it? Superior, stronger, relatively, to the supported, isn't it? Who is stronger? Who is heavier? Who is Adhara or the Adheya? If ocean, form, name and function, ocean is adheya, the water is the adhara. What is the adhara? Without the water, without the substratum called water, the form, name and function, ocean will collapse. Adheya, the supported. Suppose if I say, my hand is the adhara, specs is the adheya, the holder and the held. But here it is separate, separable, isn't it? Whereas there inseparable support of everything. Inseparable support of the insatyam, the inseparable support of all the mithya forms, adheya, in terms of the mithya forms, names and functions, is the most superior, isn't it? Therefore, it is termed ghana. Now we say, What is that satyam? What is that absolute reality? The ultimate truth in which the entire objective universe enjoys its existence. When I say the objective universe, you have to include your body generously. Okay? Magnanimously you have to include all your cognitions. Include your aham vritti also. Okay, the subtlest vritti is onwards, the grossest external forms, names and functions, the entire objective universe is what? Mithya forms, names and functions, and for which the substance of the jagat, substantive jagat, is the adhara, is what? Is the reality. Sadvastu, sadvastu. And that sadvastu is available for recognition only in your antarkaram, the human mind, as the truth of the aham vritti. And aham vritti, which is expressed to refer to yourself. Understand? And that reality, when you stumble upon it, in what form do you see it? In what form do you, not to physicalize, in what form does it reveal to you? Is it revealed to you? In what form is it revealed to you? In the form of pure knowledge. Therefore, that reality is what? The adhara. The reality which you arrive at as the swarupam of I, in terms of its knowledge of, swarupam of knowledge, or pure consciousness, is the substratum of this satyam of this all mithya forms, names and functions which constitute the whole. Understand? Therefore is what now? The whole cosmos is that one reality, only reality, only secondless non-dual reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Okay? And what is that? That's the only source of all that's the knowledge, is it? You say, therefore, simply jnanam, janati iti jnanam, that which knows is knowledge, that which illumines is light. Look at this, that which illumines is light. Even though the verb used is illumines is a verb, still that does not indicate an action, that only reveals what? The swarupam. Is it clear? In the same way, that which knows is knowledge means what? There the verb knows does not mean the act of knowing. It is a swarupam being knowledge. Jnanam. But now you say vijnanam, no, prajnanam, prakarshena janati. Prakarshena janati means what? That which knows just by its presence, not by doing something. That which knows by its presence means that which is of the nature of knowing. The pra is a prefix, adds to the, emphasizes the meaning of the word jnanam. How knowing is not an action. That which knows by its mere presence is prajnanam. Prajna, feminine gender word. Prajnanam, neutral gender word. Okay, both are okay. So, we can say the pure awareness. The reality is of the nature of pure awareness. Got it? You are seeing it? Are you seeing the meaning of the word? Awareness. So, When you look at the only secondless reality, obtaining in the form of pure awareness, as the only truth, the whole objective universe is what? Prajnana Ghanaha. You cannot weigh awareness. Understand? The grossest, heaviest, most tangible universe is held in the most intangible, subtlest, most abstract awareness. And that awareness is what? Prajnana Ghanaha. So prajnanam, your aham what now? I has to be resolved only in that prajnana ghanaha, the pure awareness. Inexplicably big, incomparably big, limitlessly big awareness. What now? Prajnana Ghanaha. People like the word mass anyway. So, I am the Prajnana Ghanaha. Prajnana Ghanaha Eva I am. That Eva is what? Emphasis. For emphasis. Eva Shabda is for Eva is an indeclarable word, which is for emphasis. No, for I am awareness. Are you? If you ask, I don't know. I am awareness. I am awareness. Wave is water. You can't say wave is milk. Okay? Wave is water. So I am awareness. Means definitely I am awareness. I am the knower, am awareness. Understand? The next, Vijnana Ghanaha Evacha. What is Vijnanam? See, the knowledge manifest is also the reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, is Swarupa Jnanam Prajnana Ghanaha. Prajna, Prajnanam. Prajnanam Brahma. Where do you hear? Naitreya Upanishad. Okay. Now, Vijnanam. Now, because usually the word Vijnanam also, Visishtam Jnanam also you can say. But still, now both the words are used. For jnanam, vijnanam, prajnanam, all words literally mean the same. But still here, vijnanam, visesha jnanam. What is visesha jnanam? Any specific knowledge of any specific given object is also what? Manifestation of knowledge. That only reality which is of the nature of knowledge, therefore which is the only reality which is of the nature of knowledge, prajnanam. When it is manifest as a specific knowledge of a given specific thing, is what now? Vijnanam. Generally science is called vijnanam, isn't it? In Tamil, when I was in school, in science class we say, Vijnana Vagupu. In Tamil medium school we say Vijnanam. Vijnanam is a word used to mean science. Science is Vijnanam. What is Vijnanam? Visesha Jnanam, Visishtam Jnanam. So specific knowledge, a piece of knowledge, a given piece of knowledge of a given object, of given details, is Vijnanam. So any manifest knowledge is what? Vijnanam only. Manifestation of knowledge of any object, knowledge of an object. Yesterday I told you, pratyaksha jnanam, paroksha jnanam, or even aproksha jnanam also. You can say, okay. Any knowledge of any object, a knowledge of this subject, a knowledge of the truth of the subject is also what now? Isn't it? It's all jnanam, it's all manifestations of knowledge. Manifold manifestations of knowledge. I tell you, all the manifestations of knowledge are of only of this reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Therefore, it's like what now? All the manifestations of all objects obtaining in the form of thoughts are all of manifestations of the only reality obtaining in the form of knowledge, which is pure knowledge. So, vritti jnanam, now, up to thoughts are what? Are of only reality which is of nature of knowledge. Therefore, in the same, all the knowledge is also what? The reality. So, vijnana ghanaha. Vijnana ghanaha means, I am essentially the reality, the source, which is of the nature of knowing, thereby the truth of all forms of manifestations of knowledge. Therefore, I am the what now? All bundle of knowledge. I am the source of all knowledge, therefore I am the bundle of knowledge. Vijnana ganaha. So manifestation varappa consciousness. I am the reality which alone is manifest. Up to, which alone is there, you know, manifestations of consciousness. I am the source of all forms of knowledge. Vijnana ganaha means I am the reality, the source of all forms of knowledge. Adha vijnana ganaha. Anitarivin irupidam naan. அனைத்தறிவும் நான். முதல்ல சொல்றது அறிவு நான், இப்ப அனைத்தறிவும் நான். ஐ ஆம் ஆல் நாலெட்ஜ். டோன்ட் சே ஐ நோ எவ்ரி திங், ஓகே? த ப்ராப்ளம், ஐ நோ எவ்ரி திங் யூ ஷுட் நெவர் சே. ஐ ஆம் ஆல் நாலெட்ஜ் யூ கேன் சே. ஐ ஆம் ஆல் நாலெட்ஜ் யூ ஆல் கேன் சே நவ். யூ கேன் சே ஐ நோ எவ்ரி திங், த ப்ராப்ளம். See, the idea is, whoever knows anything, suppose you know physics, you know chemistry, you know physics, she knows something different, she knows from something different, he knows something. All of you have knowledge in different fields. Okay? All of us do not know everything, but all of us have jnanam, isn't it? Different. Suppose you know radiology, you know what is anesthesia. All of us have different, the knowledge in different fields. And all the knowledge all of us have obtained in what form? You know, thoughts, vrittis. And where are the vrittis? In awareness. And how many awarenesses are there? One. Therefore, what is the source of all knowledge? Therefore, what you can say, I, the self, am essentially the absolute reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, the only source of all forms of manifestations of knowledge. Therefore, I am all knowledge. You can say, I am all consciousness. You can say, but you can never say, I know everything. Okay? Is it clear? That's why we have what now? Sarvajnatvam. not sarvavetrutvam. It's okay, a mass of consciousness and then awareness, okay. Next is very simple. Akartaham, abhoktaham. Therefore, now what do you know? Definitely you all know very well, very doubtlessly you know one thing. I is the only pronoun, the first person singular pronoun everyone uses to refer to one's own self. And that I, written is a word, is an expression of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, is essentially the reality, the only second absolute reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, which is of the nature of actionlessness. What is the nature of the reality? Reality is of the nature of knowledge, but reality is of the nature of actionlessness. Do you agree with me or not? Don't need to agree with me. You should see that. Reality is of what action does consciousness do? What action does the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge do? What does it do? Reality is of the nature of actionlessness. And where do you, now you know what? I is the reality which is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, I am the reality which is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, I am actionless. Means what? I am of the nature of actionlessness. Means, therefore, I am free from the actions. Okay? Therefore, there is no reality, conscious, reality obtaining of consciousness does not do any action. Reality is not the doer, but there is no doer without the reality. The doer, the performer, the seer, the hearer, the enjoyer, the experiencer is definitely the Atma. But the Atma is free from the notion, I am the doer. Does consciousness have a notion? The notion I am the doer is consciousness. Okay? But consciousness does not have the notion. Does consciousness have the notion, or is the notion consciousness? Tell me. The notion, I am the doer is a notion. I am the doer is a notion. I am the enjoyer is a notion. And the notion means what? The view of the self. Where does that view, the notion, the contention obtain? In the mind, from a thought. So the thought is what? Manifestation of knowledge. So what is it? It is the consciousness. Understand? The notion obtaining in the form of thought is a consciousness, reality in the form of consciousness. But consciousness does not have the notion. Can you say water has the wave? Does water own the wave? Does water have the wave? No. But a wave is water. The notion is reality. There cannot be the notion in terms of I am the doer, etc., outside of the reality. But reality obtaining a pure knowledge is free from what? Is not the doer. Does not have the notion, is free from the notion. See, I am the doer is a notion, and having that notion is called what? Kartritvam. Okay? Being endowed with the notion, I am the doer, aham karta, is kartritvam. Entertaining the notion that I am the enjoyer is bhoktritvam. So reality is free from the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. And reality is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, I the self am the reality obtaining the form of knowledge which is of the nature of actionlessness. Sailinmayai swarupamaha konda arivennum parambarule naan. Okay? I am the truth of all forms of actions. But I, the Self, am the form, the actionless reality, the truth of all forms of actions. Aham akarta, aham abhokta. So I hold the same thing. Aham abhokta. I am the truth of all forms of enjoyment. I am the truth of the notion that I am the enjoyer. But I, the Self, am the reality which is of the nature of what now? Which is free from enjoyership. The reality is not the enjoyer. Reality is free from enjoyment. Reality is free from the enjoyership. And the reality is the truth of enjoyment, truth of the enjoyer, and the truth of the what now? Enjoyment, enjoyership. Is it clear now? Reality is the truth. Reality obtaining in the form of consciousness is the swarupam of the enjoyer, of the enjoyment, of the enjoyed, even the enjoyership, the notion that I am the enjoyer. But reality is free from enjoyment. Reality is free from our enjoyership. Therefore, aham, I am abhokta. Are you seeing it? Therefore, aham akarta, aham abhokta, ameva aham avyayaha. Prajnana ghana evaham, vijnana ghana evacha, akarta aham abhokta aham. Ahamevahamavyayah Niradharasvarupoham Niradharasvarupoham Sarvadharohamevacha Sarvadharohamevacha Aptakamasvarupoham Aptakamasvarupoham Sarvadharohamevacha. Okay. Aptakamasvarupoham Ahamevahamavyayah Evahamavyayah. I think you are more alert than me. Okay. I lost your Sarvadhara. I think maybe I might have gone there. See, you would have felt bored of the place, isn't it? Nice. See, now so beautiful, now you know very well. I don't need to tell you also. But still, when you reduce everything into two factors, what is that? Reality and inseparable power of the reality. The very quickest, right? The shortcut method, Paula. You reduce everything into what? Two. சாதி இரண்டையே வேறில்லை. சாற்றுங்கால் மருந்து வச்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ. தேர் ஓன்லி டூ ஃபேக்டர்ஸ், டூ நாட் ஈவன் விஷ் நெவர் யூஸ் அண்ட் தேர் டூ ஃபோல்ட் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஒன்லி செகண்ட்லெஸ் நான் டியூவல் ரியாலிட்டி. அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் திஸ் டூ ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ்? ஒன் இஸ் சத்தியம், ஒன் இஸ் மித்யா. ஒன் இஸ் புருஷா, ஒன் இஸ் பிரகிருதி. One is jnanam, one is jnayam. One is kshetrajnya, one is kshetram. Kshetrajnya, kshetram, purushaha, prakritihi, jnanam, jnayam. Isn't it? Consciousness and matter. You use the term consciousness as what? You are meaning the absolute reality, the only sadvastu which alone is vastu. Whenever you use the word vastu, that which alone is vastu. And the sadvastu, the only reality which enjoys its existence, own existence, isn't it? That vastu is what? Obtains in what form? The reality, absolute reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which is of the nature of formlessness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, obtains only in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. You arrived at the reality only in terms of its nature of knowing, isn't it? And that reality is what now? Satyam. Only Satyam. What is Satyam? Which has no beginning, no end, which is of the nature of timelessness, beginninglessness, endlessness, changelessness, therefore which exists independently, is Satyam. Causeless, therefore beginningless, therefore causeless, therefore independent, isn't it? And that reality is Satyam. Other than that reality, what is here? Other than the reality, nothing is there. Only the power of the reality is there. Inseparable, the reality is inseparably with its own power, which is mithya. The reality alone is inseparably, with its power, inseparable power. Instead of using and, it is used with, okay? The reality alone is with its power inseparable from it. I don't say inseparable power. The power, isn't it? Reality alone is with its power inseparable from it. Now here we say that inseparable power of reality is mithya because the power cannot exist independently outside of the reality. But the reality which is independent of its power is what? The source of the power, therefore independent of the power, is what? Satyam. There was Satyam and Mithya, two orders of the only reality. And this power is manifest, reality is recognizable. When the power of reality is unmanifest, reality is non-recognizably. When the power of reality is manifest, there is a universe. The power of reality, the universe unmanifest is what? The unmanifest power of reality. Whether the power of reality is manifest as the universe or remains unmanifest, the power is ever inseparable from the reality. Therefore, it is the source of the power of power. The reality source of the power alone is always there in an unmanifest, in the form of unmanifest power. The reality, the source of power alone is there in the form of the manifest universe. Okay? Therefore, what is the Adhara? Sarvadhara. What is there? Sarvam. What is Sarvam? What is the power of knowledge? Knowing the swarupam of the reality is the power of knowledge. Today, understanding, don't think ignorance, okay? The power of knowledge in terms of knowing unmanifest is ajnanam. The power of knowledge, the power of reality knowing, in terms of knowing manifest is the universe. Is it clear now? What is now? Now we are understanding again the meaning of the word ignorance in a different way, isn't it? The power of knowledge in terms of knowing the nature of reality, in terms the power of the reality, in terms of the power of reality, the nature of reality, in terms of knowing, unmanifest is maya, avidya, ignorance, avyaktam, avyakritihi, pradhanam. The power of knowledge in terms of knowing manifest is what? The universe. The whole universe is manifestation of power of knowledge. power in terms of knowledge, therefore the whole universe is knowledge. So the reality which is of the nature of knowledge, knowing, being the Swarupam, the truth, the source of the power, being the source of the manifestation of power in the form of a universe, is what? Sarvadhara. Sarvasya Adharam is what? There's no substratum, there's no truth, no source, no Adhara other than the absolute reality which is of the nature of consciousness. Ulahai Tangum Arivu. And you look at that knowledge as Vishnu, whole manifest universe is what? Lakshmi. And who is the owner, who is the owned here? There's no owner and sambandha. Okay? You what now? Ma is Jagat, Dhavaha is Vishnu. So the truth obtaining in the form of knowledge is Dhavaha. And the manifest power is what? Inseparable power of knowledge manifest as the universe is Ma. And this power of knowledge, the whole universe resolves as unmanifest power. Parvati, Devi, Shakti, mere Shakti, unmanifest Shakti is Shakti. And then the reality is Shivaha. Chit Shaktihi, Shiva Shaktihi. Vagattho iva sampruktau. Vagattha iva sampruktau. The power and the reality and its power are inseparable like the word and its meaning. Therefore, those two factors, aspects are the only reality. When manifest as the universe, look at as what? Mother and father. Therefore, Jagatav Pitaro Vande, Parvati Parameshwaro. Understand? So, the power, the source of knowledge is the substratum of reality, the power of knowledge. And the power of knowledge is what? The source of the whole Jagat. For Sarva Adharam. Jagad Adharam, Sarva Adharam. But what is this? What is the silent support to consciousness? The reality is the self of the nature of self-existence. Reality, the reality is the only thing which is of the nature of self-existence. Self-existence, swasmin tishtati, swasmin tishtati, swasthanam. Understand now? It remains its own reality is of the nature of self-existence. And it is independent of the power. We all reduce everything into what? Two aspects. The power is inseparable from the reality because the power is of the reality. But the reality is independent of the power. The power cannot exist independent of the reality. Therefore, the power is mithya, the reality is satyam. And that satyam has no beginning. See, the reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, is of the nature of beginninglessness. Has no beginning. Awareness has no beginning. Consciousness has no beginning. Pure knowledge has no beginning. Therefore, because there's no beginning, it has no cause. So reality is beginningless. Therefore, causeless. If it had a cause, it would have become an effect. An effect means it would have had a beginning, isn't it? Beginningless, why? Because it's a causeless. Causeless, therefore, niradhara. Independent, causeless. Reality, consciousness is beginningless, anadihi, therefore, causeless. Akaranam. Causeless, therefore independent. Independent, therefore self-existent. Therefore no adhara, niradhara. Got it? You got to get the order. Don't forget. Now you reduce what? All that is there is only manifestation of the power of reality in the form of knowledge. Therefore, all that is here is only knowledge. Now tell me, reality is the sarvadhara. Reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, is the sarvadhara. And reality is what? Independent, therefore self-existent. It is niradhara. It has no support. The supportless, unsupported, causeless, uncaused, the only support of everything is what? Niradhara. That's okay. So what? Reality is supportless. Reality is the only support of everything. So what? What you should not forget? I am that supportless support of everything. Only then our moksha, isn't it? So what? Reality is supportless, support of everything. What is there for me? Swamiji, you asked this. What is there for me? The idea is what? Aham niradhara swarupaha. Understand? I am... See, the swarupa is very important. You don't say suddenly, I am niradhara. Don't say that. I am the reality which is of the nature of knowing, attending as the only support of everything. Thereby, which is independent of everything, the only supportless support of everything is the reality. I am of the nature of that reality. I am essentially of reality, which is the only support of, supportless support of everything.
Self-supporting. I am self-supporting.
And that's all I am. I am the existence. I am the very support. I am support. So now, be very careful, okay? Be very, very careful. I is the essentially the absolute reality, which is supportless. And which is the only support of everything. Then in the physical because you use the self support, what happens? I get my pension, so okay, managing. I'm not even a government benefits man. I want you to understand this sense. At least I'm not a parasite of the government. நமக்கு அந்த புத்தி தான் போகும் எனக்கெல்லாம் வாட் ஆம் சேயிங் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் ஹியர் ஐம் ஷூர் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் இட் வெரி கிளியர்லி மாயாரும் சரியா இருக்கு நவ் யூ டெல் மீ இஸ் தர் அஜானம் தட் இஸ் வை மாயா இக்னரன்ஸ் ஹஸ் நோ பிகினிங் இக்னரன்ஸ் ஹஸ் அன் எண்ட் ரியாலிட்டி ஹஸ் நோ பிகினிங் நோ எண்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் Maya has, the beginning is there. Why? Because you objectify it. Then you resolve it. It's not there. Maya has gone. Where is Maya now? Tell me. There's no Maya. As long as it remains unmanifest, the power of reality in terms of knowing, the power of reality is the nature of reality. What's knowing? Jnanameva shaktihi. In the Mundaka it made very, very clear. I talked to you, isn't it? What a tapas, jnana tapas. So the reality manifest is what? Jnanam. Oh, all that is here is only jnanam. There is no ajnanam at all. All that reality is the of the nature of existence. Therefore the whole jagat is reality, the pure, apnum of pure knowledge, which is the only existence. Therefore, there is no non-existence. I want to see that there is no non-existence at all. Are you seeing? There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. There is only existence. Why? Existence is knowledge. All that is there is only knowledge. Therefore, existence is knowledge. Therefore, there is only existence. are seeing it. I tell you, it's not to see that there's no non-existence, it takes very long. You are seeing it now. Paravala. Lots of weeks and weeks of hard work. Somebody got it, arrived at it. Isn't it? Not now, I'm saying. It's not just one class. Not one of these weeks class. Long time we've been studying it. No, what I'm saying, relative ignorance is there. So I don't know radiology, okay? And you know. So the selective ignorance is there. Absolutely, there's no such thing called ignorance. There is something called ignorance is, which is relatively there. Absolutely, there's no such a thing called ignorance at all. There's no such thing called non-existence at all. There's only existence in terms of pure knowledge. Absolutely. Relatively, ignorance is there. See, I don't know. See, Sarthaka does not know how to make ada. I know. Relative ignorance, we can't say that it's not there, isn't it? And Kevin G knows how to make nice, break good bits. And Ardhani G also knows. Even Ardhani G knows baking. No, Ardhani G. You don't know. I won't talk about food. Because an easily understandable example is food. That's why I'm using food. Okay, doesn't matter. Let me read it. Can't I finish it? Only one thing I want to say. After kama swarupaha. I finish and you can so go. What's time, Ranaji?
It's time for coffee. 10:20.
Okay, go. Because something there. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.